This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden has issued an executive order that targets Israeli settlers in the West Bank who have been accused of attacking Palestinians and Israeli peace activists in the occupied territory. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The president's executive order Thursday imposes financial sanctions and visa bans in an initial round against four individuals. At a news conference in October 2023, President Biden said Israeli settler attacks on Palestinians in the West Bank needed to end.
Pouring gasoline on fire is what it's like. This was a deal. The deal was made, and they're attacking Palestinians in places that they're entitled to be. It has to stop. They have to be held accountable.
The order says those settlers were involved in acts of violence, as well as threats and attempts to destroy or seize Palestinian property. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
European Union leaders meeting in Brussels Thursday agreed unanimously Thursday on a $54 billion support package for Ukraine. The agreement came just an hour into the EU summit in Brussels, with Hungary surprisingly voting to support it after vetoing virtually the same package in December and recently threatening to do so again. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters it was a special day in Europe.
The European Council reconfirmed Europe's unwavering commitment to stand with Ukraine. We all know that Ukraine is fighting for us, so we will support them with the necessary funding and provide them with the much-needed predictability they deserve.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his gratitude for the unanimous vote in a virtual address the EU Council Thursday. Zelensky said the package comes at a good time as Russia's war efforts in Ukraine are being bolstered by artillery shells and ballistic missiles from North Korea.